Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Seven Lamb presents Paralyzed. Chapter 1, Restless Nights, Part 3.
I couldn't believe it was Friday already. Here we were, the whole group. Packing Brian's car and Seth's mom's van. Two days ago, I was seriously considering not even going on this trip. But then I visited the doctor and found that, like everyone else, he believed the nightmares were stemming from a stressful work and home life. Turns out a camping trip may just be the break I needed. Little did the doctor, or anybody else for that matter, know that there really was no stressful work life. Not since I got fired, at least. Seth was the only one who knew I was sitting around day after day eating chips in my underwear while watching old Hitchcock films. I couldn't bear the embarrassment of telling anyone else what had led to my unemployment.
Don't forget the alcohol.
Coop, come on. Don't worry, it was the first thing we packed.
Where? I want to see what you guys brought. I don't trust you.
Seth, relax. You'll see it when we get there.
It's a secret. Where is it? In your trunk?
It's under all the bags.
Just let me see it, Brian.
I'm not unpacking everything just so you can give us your seal of approval.
It can't be that much if it all fits under the bags.
Seth, come on. Let's just say that we will run out of food way before we come close to running out of drinks.
Are we done? Is there anything else going in my car?
Yeah, we'll fit the rest into Seth's van.
Wait, where did Seth go?
He went inside to grab his other bag.
Other bag? What does that make, three? We're going away for a week.
Katie, it's pretty bad when Seth is bringing more bags than you.
He always does. When we went on that Bahamas cruise last month, he brought four bags, and he still managed to forget something.
Katie was Seth's girlfriend and had been for a long time now. They often discussed marriage, and while they weren't officially engaged, everyone knew it was only a matter of time before they would actually tie the knot. Katie was a fun, energetic person who just, you know, loved hanging out. Her hair was pulled back into a ponytail, and her tank top revealed the lower part of her stomach. Jen also wore a tank top. Solid blue. It was her favorite color. Jen let her hair flow over her shoulders, and the heat had made beads of sweat form on the lower part of her neck. Her bangs hung down in front of her eyes, making her puff air at them to push them from her view. Watching her pack, I could feel past feelings resurfacing. I quickly turned from her and walked over to Cooper. Seth came back out with a duffel bag over one shoulder and a football under his arm.
I'm ready.
Good. Let's get going.
While I was feeling slightly better than normal, I still was extremely tired. It would take 4 to 5 hours to reach the campsite, you know, depending on traffic. So I figured I would try to get some sleep on the way. Not a bad idea. Hopefully the nightmarish images would subside.
Who's riding the foo?
Who cares? Let's just go.
We all piled into the two cars. Brian, Ashley, Cooper, and Ethan went in Brian's car. Seth, Katie, Jen, and myself hopped into the other. Later, we were on I-4 heading north.
That is really freaky. You never think something like that would happen in such a small town.
Do they know why she did it? Was she insane or on meds or something?
I don't know. I'm just going off of what Ethan's uncle told me. I looked it up online, but it didn't say much. And her neighbor said the same old shit every neighbor says when someone goes insane. She was a quiet and nice person. I would never expect her to do such a thing.
For the past half hour, the four of us talked about the crazy lady who killed her entire family and four others in Rutherford. We'd be passing through it in another few hours. I remember Seth telling Ethan not to tell Katie about the crazy lady because it would freak her out. But Katie was more upset about the situation, not scared. Katie kept saying she was appalled, saddened about all the innocent people who lost their lives. How could someone do that? How does someone find that sort of evil within themselves? I didn't have an answer. Jen, on the other hand, was fascinated by the story. Her plan was to major in psychology, so stories like this were right up her alley.
It seems like there's always something like this going on in Florida. Every month. Remember when that man ate that homeless guy?
What? Why?
He was on bath salts. Started eating some homeless man's face?
That's disgusting.
Yeah, Florida does seem to have some of the most bizarre people.
I felt like every state, every city had a story that was bizarre. I highly doubted Florida was any different.
Ooh, or what about that guy who kept those two kids in his basement for over, 2 years? That was just south of, Fort Myers?
Can we change the subject?
Is that too gruesome for yours, little sweet cheeks? Aww.
Stories like that just depress me.
Babe, grab my phone.
What's up, Coop? Uh-huh. Okay. Babe, they're gonna go hit up the next rest stop.
Okay.
Katie, who was sitting in the passenger seat, turned around and leaned on the headrest.
David, you've been quiet. You feeling any better?
Yeah, a little, actually.
The doctor said it was just stress.
Everyone said it was just stress.
Well, this camping trip will help you relax. You won't have to think about work.
Great, Katie. If she wanted to be any more obvious about knowing my fate at TNL, she would have winked and nudged me with her elbow. I know Seth told her what happened, but, whatever. Hopefully she can just keep her mouth shut till after the trip. I especially didn't want Jen to find this one out. One of the biggest reasons for our breakup was the fact that I worked too much. I didn't need her fake condolences. Yeah, I'm hoping it does. I turned to Jen, who gave me a sincere look. She then went back to staring out the window. The exit for the rest stop came up, and Seth followed Brian off the exit ramp. We pulled up next to each other. Everyone exited and stretched a little bit. Ethan and I headed to the restroom.
So, is it awkward sitting next to Jen for hours in a confined space?
I think at this point it is what it is.
I told you we could switch. I'll ride up with Seth and them.
Okay, so Jen's not gonna have a fucking clue when you and I switch seats mid-trip. really?
Just a suggestion.
Look, I might as well get used to it. We have another 7 nights together. Awkwardness is sure to ensue, but it's not going to come from me.
David, you scream awkwardness.
Seth came jogging up behind us.
Told you guys not to date. It was going to ruin the group. Way to fuck it up for everyone.
Thanks, Seth. Wait, hold on. Is Katie not coming anymore? No,
that's different. I made Katie part of the group.
The hell you did, Seth. If it wasn't for me, you guys would have even never met. She's the sister of my ex. I'm pretty sure the day I brought her to the Kim Leon concert, you told me you were in love. I told you not to get involved because you were starting to hang out with the group more.
Can I just say that it's odd that you remain friends with your ex's sister? I mean, didn't Angela get jealous?
Yeah, she did for a while. Like, I care. I never liked her sister that way anyway. Katie was just fun to hang out with.
Yeah, and she's fun to have sex with.
Thank you for that.
$5, whoever finishes first. Go!
And you know what, Seth? Screw you for making the rules for this final camping trip.
Me? What did I do?
You told us we couldn't bring our significant others if they weren't part of the group.
Dude, this is the final trip. It needs to be just the group.
Brian brought Ashley.
Yeah, well, I forgot to tell Brian.
I got into a fight with Melissa when I told her she couldn't come with me.
Well, you know that role was mainly for, you know.
Jesus, Seth, I'm right here.
You know what? That was a smart idea, David. You really wanted Jen to bring along Derek.
No, I already talked to Jen. She told him not to come.
Yeah, you can thank me for that.
You really think that she was going to bring him anyway? I mean, you know her.
I just wanted to have fun, that's it. One more time with everyone drinking, swimming, playing football, drinking, and then drinking some more.
Did you mention drinking?
We reached the cars, but only Cooper was there waiting. He smoked a cigarette and scrolled through his Facebook on his phone. Eventually, Brian and Ashley came back with chips and sodas. Brian handed Cooper a bag of Cheetos. After another 5 minutes, Katie and Jen returned. We all hopped in the cars and took off. The sun was bright and the sky was clear. It looked as if it was going to be a good day. Traffic remained sparse and Seth and Brian were able to drive at a steady 80 miles an hour. We would make it to the campground in no time. I turned to Jen to see she had her eyes closed while she listened to her iPod. Seth was listening to his favorite radio show while Katie read her Kindle. They held hands the entire time. It was sweet.
When will that be available? When will that be
released? Just said it was
summer. It won't be until summer. Yeah, we gotta wait until we get a few more edited and probably entire season before we start releasing, so we don't hit any setbacks.
Yeah. Learning as you go.
Yeah, that was Double Avenue. We learned that you don't want to put pressure on writing and editing.
It doesn't work out like that?
No.
Is that nothing?
I don't know.
Sometimes.
Seth's talk show slowly started fading in and out with intermittent static.
We gotta push it to the
line. And what we have to ask is, what is it that God has admonished us to hate it? Well, first of all,
the static seeped in more and more, and the voice of the DJ was almost impossible to hear. It sounded like the radio was crossing with someone's CB.
Then strangled them, and finally dismembered their bodies.
is Seth doing? Why isn't he changing the station? This wasn't the same radio show anymore. What was that?
So what the hell was what?
Already.
The radio show is back to normal. The screams, the voices, they ceased. I wiped my forehead and found I was sweating. What the hell was that? That wasn't a dream. That wasn't sleep paralysis. That was happening. Katie was turned in her seat staring at me. I looked to my left to find Jim, headphones out, staring at me too.
Are you okay, David?
Not one of you heard that.
But after seeing it,
hear what, man?
The original. I think that it's gonna be good.
I remember when
nothing.
They first cast. Don't like hired JJ.
Don't worry about it.
The movie. And JJ gave.
Katie slowly turned back around in her seat. Seth looked at me in his rearview mirror. Fuck. What is wrong with me? And what the hell was on the radio? How could they not hear it? I could still feel their eyes on me. I looked over at Jen. We didn't say anything. Eventually, she put her headphones back in and went back to looking out the window. The doctor told me I needed to relax. How could I when shit like this kept happening? I ended up leaning my head against the window and stared out at the quickly passing woodline.
Thank you.
around noon, we took the 160 exit and hit the town of Rutherford. This would be the last town we hit before the campground. We didn't stop anywhere in town, just headed through. Seth thought about getting gas, but I guess the excitement of reaching the campground bypassed any need to fill up his tank. I don't blame him. This town seemed quiet. No one was outside, and no one was taking advantage of this gorgeous windy day. Only a handful of cars passed us going the other way. We would soon be at the campground. Seth mentioned how we should get fucked up tonight after we finished unpacking. And I don't know. I never really was a heavy drinker. I just hated getting shit-faced. But tonight, I needed to go all out. I wanted a drink. No, fuck. I needed a drink. Maybe if I got blackout drunk, I could wake up the next morning with a headache rather than a heart attack.
Paralyzed. Written by Robert M. Lamb. Edited by Jonathan Moss. Starring Jonathan Moss as David. Julia W.D. Harrison as Jen. Jose Caraballo as Ethan. Kyle Appleyard as Seth. Hope Ennis as Katie. Mike Lenhart as Brian. John Lasseth as Cooper. And Jennifer Loudermilk as Ashley. Co-starring Ricky Lehner, Matt Deacon, Robert M. Lamb, Christopher Postel, Jack Austin, Nick Engelhard, Ariel Zadok, and Ashley Cardisano. Music and composition by Jonathan Moss. Additional music provided by bensound.com, incompetech.com, and demixmusic.com. Don't forget to rate and review Paralyzed on iTunes. This has been a Seven Lamb production.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM podcast network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.